What's the word, y'all? It's Farai, and welcome back to another episode of Small Talk, where we fill the silence with great conversations on pop culture here on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Today, which I'm recording, it is Sunday, December 12th, and it's about 6:30 p.m., right on the dot. That was a mouthful. I literally just came up with that intro, just right off the bat. Damn. How y'all doing, man? It's episode 20 of Small Talk. 20 episodes in. This is great. It's almost the end of the year. There's a lot going on in the world and everything. But I want to start off the podcast with just talking about my week. I kind of want to implement this now. You know, trying to be more Try to be more transparent. You know, as a host, I got to be a little bit transparent. I got to share stories. You know, so I feel like every time I should start the podcast, I should talk about my week and, you know, just, you know, maybe a funny story here and there. So you can relate more to me. And honestly, with the new listeners, they can relate more to me too, right? But again, so starting off my week, bro, my week, man, it's been a slow week, honestly. I mean, for me personally, the week went by fast, but it's like been super slow for some reason. Like, I don't know what it was. I think because, so if you don't know, if you don't follow me on social media and everything, last Sunday, I got my master's, right? And so I graduated from the University of Hartford in Connecticut, for those who don't know. Yes, thank you, with my master's in accounting. So last Thursday, I had to go up there. And the graduation wasn't until Sunday, but I wanted to go up there Thursday because I wanted to beat traffic in New York on, you know, a Friday. Trying to drive up, what, through like four states on a Friday is just going to be annoying. So I said, you know what, Thursday night, I'll just drive up there. It's easier. The drive was pretty smooth. So, you know what I mean, right? Come Sunday, so the graduation was at like 10:30 at night, right? And I had to... 10:30 at night. Oh my God. 10:30 in the morning. What am I saying? 10:30 in the morning. And I had to get, so I went through the graduation, right? Graduation ended at 11:30 and I was with my parents. So, you know, my parents wanted to take all these pictures, right. Went to the school store, you know, trying to get some, you know, nice stuff, like nice shirts and everything before, you know, I don't think I'll ever walk on that campus ever again. I don't know for what reason, unless one of my friends that are still at UHART is going to graduate and they invite me out there. Until then, I don't think I'll step on that campus, right? So, got some merch and then left at like 12:30, I believe. And I didn't get home until like 4 or 5 o'clock. Just driving. Bro, the drive from Hartford, Connecticut, all the way back to Philadelphia. Wild, bro. So wild. But, so, after when I got home, you know, did the podcast, I knocked out. Monday, had to go to work. Tuesday, work. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, man. Like, I was supposed to go to a holiday party on Friday for work. It was, like, from, like, 7 to 10. I said, bro, I canceled literally the last minute. I said, nah, bro, I can't do this. Like, mentally, I was just tired. I just couldn't. I didn't, like, you ever have one of those weekends where you just didn't want to be around people? Where you just wanted to just be by yourself, you know, just like do your own thing for the weekend. Not even like call nobody. Like I didn't really call nobody, like unless they called me. Like I didn't text nobody. I'm just here just relaxing, just getting stuff done. Like I was cleaning, I cooked. I got a haircut finally for the first time in like 6 months. It feels like reality, it's like a month, but like it felt like six, bro. Like I was looking ugly for a minute, but now I look good, man. So you know, but you know, we still happier. We still on a high vibration. I guess that's what the spiritual people say. But yeah, like we just good, man. We just feeling good. You know, hopefully y'all are good. Hopefully y'all had a good week, good weekend. I gotta travel again next week. So with the podcast, I mean, I'm still doing a podcast next Sunday. Well, next Monday technically. Because y'all will hear this on Monday at like what, 9 in the morning or whatever time you hear it, right? So that will probably be recorded off my laptop. So if it does sound different, I'm letting you know now, it's recorded off my laptop. Just saying. But yeah, hopefully y'all had a great week, man. Honestly, what I ranked this week out of 10 was probably like, I'll say like, I'll give it a solid 7. A 7 was, seven solids. Yeah, 7 solids. So it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. Like, it's just a calm week. And, you know, weekend was like a 6, 7. Just calm vibes. Hopefully this week is a little bit better. Hopefully this week is on an 8 or 9, but I'm also really excited to go home. You know, I got work off for the next like 2 weeks basically, so I just get to relax, catch up on some shows. Like, I know Hawkeye's out right now and I want to catch up on Hawkeye so bad. I haven't watched anime in like a month, so like the new Demon Slayer is out, like all these My Hero episodes. I think My Hero just finished their season, so I gotta like catch up on that. I gotta read some manga, so I'm trying to do all of that in the next 2 weeks, man. So hopefully I get to do that. And yeah, but also light news. So I'm gonna start catching up on these YouTube videos for this podcast. So like, if you want to watch the podcast on YouTube, which you should, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's just Small Talk on YouTube. I'll definitely link it in the description of this episode. So definitely go subscribe to that channel. You know, do your boy a favor. But I just wanted to update y'all saying I started streaming on that channel for a little bit. Just, you know, testing it out, seeing what I'm doing, what I could do, what I can't do. You know what I mean? And, you know, it kind of hit me. I was thinking about streaming on Sundays and like just streaming the podcast and then just leaving it up there. So it's like I don't have to like, you know, play a game and then edit it, or you could just, you know, pull up to the live stream of the podcast. You know, I could pick like a certain time. I could pick like a good time where people could show up, like 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night around there, maybe earlier in the afternoon if that's cool with everybody else too, and just go from there. Like, you know, I feel like that would be better. So like, you could watch it live, and then if you want to, you could listen back again on Spotify, or if you miss it, you could listen on Spotify, you could listen on Apple. Or you could just, you know, like I said, you watch it live and, you know, you have like a little chat back and forth and all that stuff. So I think that would be cool. That would definitely be cool. Like, I'm definitely wanting to start. I definitely want to like try that at least once next year. But like, I'm going to talk all about that. Jeez, I can't talk today. I'm going to talk all about that in the next couple of episodes, because I'm going to do an episode where I discuss the goals of 2022, what I want to do in 2022 and everything. So look forward for that episode. Hopefully, I think that might be the next episode or the episode before 2022. I got to check the calendar, but I'm pretty sure there's a Sunday before New Year's Day. I think that's the 26th. So maybe the episode on the 27th would probably be the most ideal day for that episode. Okay. I should write that down. Let me write that down. Bet. So, okay, moving on. I have another segment I want to introduce into the podcast, and it's called the Uber Fact of the Week. So if y'all don't know Uber Facts on Twitter, they be tweeting like the most random facts every day. And honestly, sometimes it makes me like think about some of these things. And just to test this out, y'all, before I even start this, y'all should follow Uber Facts on Twitter if you don't know what I'm talking about. Or I'm pretty sure they have an Instagram too where they do the same thing. So definitely follow Uber Facts on Twitter. That is UberFacts. Uber Facts. Follow them. I promise you won't be disappointed. All right, bet. So the Uber Fact that I found this week was there are no Walmarts in New York City. And it's funny, like, it made me like sit down and think for a second. I was like, you know what? I've walked around New York City. I've been around Harlem. I've been to Brooklyn. I've been to Manhattan. I haven't walked around Queens yet. I drove around Queens. I haven't walked around Queens, and I drove through the Bronx, right? And I've been to Staten Island, but I never seen a Walmart at all in New York City. And why? Why have I never seen a Walmart in New York City? Like, does Walmart not want to be in New York City? Because I've seen Target. I've seen like, you know, other stores like that, but like no Walmart. But then again, I don't even like Walmart like that. Like, I like Walmart. I kind of like shopping at Walmart, but like Walmart, like if I had the choice between Target and Walmart, I'm going to Target 9 times out of 10. Walmart to me, I don't know, man, it just seems like dirty, and like people be fighting at Walmart, people be yelling at Walmart. Like, I feel like the menaces to society all go to Walmart. And like, if you just chill and, you know, relax, you just go to Target. Because I don't, like Target to me is like a very like clean environment. Like they got some bougie stuff all over there. I mean, they called it Target for a while. Like you used to get some like nice clothes at Target. You still can get some nice clothes at Target. Like half my graphic tees are from Target and they're still fire. Like I still wear them sometimes, right? Where it's like Walmart, like, yeah, they sometimes got the heat. Like they lately, I'm not gonna lie, Walmart kind of is coming with the heat on the clothes and like the shirts and like the sweaters, right? But for the most part, it's just, I don't know, like Walmart just feels mad dirty, bro. I can't be in Walmart like that. Like Walmart just, oh my God, like every time I walk into Walmart, I feel weird. But like when I walk into Target, I feel like I'm at home, just like, you know. You know, you could just walk through Target, you know, pick up a couple of things, and they got stuff like you never even seen before. You're like, bro, where did you find this? You'd be like, Target. And it's just like, it's a damn lights for your room, and they like come into like a weird shape and they have like mad colors on them, and you're just like, bro, like it's like $15, and you're just like, what? Might as well just pick it up, right? And then like when you're done shopping, you can go get some damn Starbucks on the way out. That's convenient as hell. And remember back in the day, right? For all my like, you know, late 90s, early 90s, and maybe early 2000s kids, right? Where they used to have like the food in Target. The food in Target used to be fire. The popcorn, the pretzels, the pizza, bro, fire ass food, right? And they dropped that. They dropped that for like Starbucks, I'm pretty sure at this point, right? Oh man, like, but like Walmart just be like, I mean, do you want Subway? Like, Subway, cool, I guess. But that's because I had to eat it, like, all 4 years of college. You know, like, all my UHart kids know, like, the only time you wanted to eat, and it was, like, probably, like, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and the only place was open was Subway if you didn't have money for, like, Uber Eats or, like, DoorDash, right? So, like, we had to deal with Subway. So, I guess some of us are equipped to Subway. Some of us might even hate Subway at this point. Like, me, I can't even, like, stand Subway at this point. The only reason I go to Subway, that's my last resort. But if you're going to Walmart, I'm not eating Subway on the way out. I'm trying to find another restaurant, my guy. Who the hell wants to eat Subway? And, it, like I said, man, like, Walmart just feels like, oh, my God. It feels like you're in the hood, man. Like, it'd be cool, but, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, the floors look dirty. Like, the atmosphere just looks weird. The workers just are nowhere to be found. And just, oh, my God, bro. Like, I don't like Walmart, bro. I'll shop at Target 9 times out of 10. You know what's funny? I live, like, right down the street from a Target. And I go there all the time for all my things. Except for groceries. But, because they be expensive with the groceries. I ain't gonna lie. But after that, like, if I just need, like, some batteries, some, like, some hair care products, maybe, like, soap, like, the, you know, the regular essential things, I'm going to Target because you're going to find stuff that you probably even never thought of. You'll be like, damn, like, you ever walk into Target and you just, like, want one thing and you walk out with, like, five things, like, you walk up with like four other random things like you didn't even need, but you're just like, bro, they're mad cheap, might as well just cop something, right? Oh man, I love Target, man. Target, I wish Target would sponsor this podcast. Like, if there's a sponsor I would really love, it'd be Target. Like, fuck all that Nike, Adidas, I love them too, don't get me wrong, don't, like, screw all that. Like, Target, I would love Target. Like, I would cry if Target sponsored this podcast, man. I would cry. But moving on, those are just my little, you know, Uber facts of the week. There's no Walmart in New York City. I don't want a Walmart in New York City. I'm not from New York City. I got friends that are from New York City, but like, I'm pretty sure they don't even want Walmart in New York City. Cause like, what's the point? You got bodegas, you got Target, you got other little stores. There's really no point, right? But like, again, moving on, you see how that Uber fact of the week worked out, right? I mean, that was a good conversation we just had about that. Well, I did, but you couldn't hear me, right? It's cool. But yeah, moving on to the main parts of the podcast. I want to talk about the police situation that had the baby and a black man killed. Well, actually, what I want to discuss is, like, I don't have the full story, which is weird because that story came out on Monday or Tuesday around there, right? And There was, so everybody was posting on Instagram. I posted on Instagram myself too. And I read the little description of the picture with the picture and everything. But then when I went to go find the story online, like I couldn't find the story. And I was wondering, okay, was Instagram lying about this story? Because, like, you know, I don't, like, if I see something on social media, right, I don't take it as it is. I gotta, like, go and do my own research. Because, of course, you know, I'm doing this podcast. Like, you know, sometimes there's stuff like this I want to report on. Because, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, of course, right? But I saw it on Tuesday. And I read it. And I couldn't find a story. And then, like, no one ever brought it up again. So I'm thinking, was the story fake? Or is it still in development? Or is it Instagram being Instagram? I don't know. Like, but whatever happened, from what I remember on the description, I wish I took the screenshot of the description, but from what I remember, it was like a car chase. And then there was like a shootout with the police. And then, so the guy had a baby in the back and he got out of his car, had a shootout with the police, got shot. And apparently the police officer walked up to the car, saw the baby and shot the baby. From what I remember reading, I really wish I took a picture of the description, bro. I really do. Because details are very important. So don't take what I'm saying, like, don't quote what I'm saying, basically. All I'm saying is that's what I remember reading. And next time I'm definitely going to take a screenshot, for real. But I cannot speak today, bro. My problem is, like, that story happened one day and then no one talked about it ever again. So that was my concern. I just really wanted to know what happened. So for right now, I'm just going to move on from this story because I guess it might be still in development, but also I don't know if it was real. I hope it wasn't real. Like, I'm really on the side of hoping not real, but for the most part, from the way people reacted, it sounded real. But I'm praying to you. I hope it's not real, bro. I hope it's not real. But moving on. Something more lighthearted. Something more lighthearted stories, right? So lately, on TikTok, right? Everyone is doing, all the Gen Z kids are doing the jerk. And if you don't know what the jerk is, yeah, you are one of those young kids. You are definitely a young boy, young girl, you know? Like, geez, like, bro, you remember the jerk, man? The jerk came out like 2009, 2010, 11, around there. It came out about a few years, like a couple of years after Crank That Soulja Boy, right? And that's when, like, so, like, Crank That Soulja Boy started the whole dancing trend, and then the jerk, like, took it, like, to a whole nother level. Like, bro, everybody was doing the jerk back in like 09. Bro, the jerk came out when I was in fifth grade when it came out, right? And bro, everybody, bro, that's the only song you had on your iPod mini. Like, I used to have the, I don't know if y'all remember the, like, the super mini iPod mini. Like, it was like 3 inches big and it's like mad, it was just like so small, right? And, like, the only thing I had it on was, like, the on button and a headphone jack. And that was, like, that was, like, the biggest thing for Apple at the time. Well, was the iPod Touch out at the same time? I think the iPod Touch was out. But I think it was just, it either just came out or, like, they were, or it was, like, announced or something. I know it wasn't, like, fully out yet. Or, like, if you wanted an iPod Touch, like, it was mad expensive. It was, like, $200. Like, well, again, it's 09, like $200, and I'm in fifth grade. $200 right now is like pretty much nothing, but in 09, yeah, that's a lot of money, bro. But like I said, the song "You're a Jerk," "Teach Me How to Jerk," bro, those songs, bro, like when those songs came on, like at a party, like at a like a middle school dance and everything, bro, everybody was doing the jerk, everybody, and it's just funny how like people are doing it now. And like, bro, Gen Z is down bad with this trend, bro. Like, y'all, like, I be seeing the TikTok videos of them and they just cannot do it for their lives. And you know, most of them are trying to do the reject. While the jerk is like, it's a different dance, but the reject is also the same thing as the jerk. Like, you do the reject when you do the jerk, the same thing you do to, like, you do the jerk, the reject, and then you do a pin drop, right? And then you do it all over. Like, I can never pin drop. I ain't gonna lie. That the pin drop was hard. Pin drop will break your ankle. I ain't gonna lie. I could never do it. But yeah, and just seeing Gen Z do it, it kind of made me realize that we are really getting old, bro. Because, like, the jerk was, that was 12 years ago, man. 12 years ago, I was in middle school, bro. I just started middle school. And I'm watching kids now in, like, high school, middle school, trying to do this dance. And I'm like, bro, y'all don't understand, man. That's crazy. It was really, like, crazy. But it was funny at the same time because, yeah, y'all really can't do that dance, bro. But I ain't laughing too hard because I ain't gonna lie. In fifth grade, I couldn't do it. I didn't really learn how to do that dance until, like, sixth, seventh grade. Like at least fluently, like, very consistently and all that, efficiently. I couldn't really do that dance in fifth grade. But, man, some of y'all are embarrassing yourself with that dance, man. Like, y'all really can't do that dance. It's tough. I ain't gonna lie. But it's really, the regular jerk is easy. I ain't gonna lie. But the reject and the pin drop, those are some hard dances. Those are some hard dances, man. Like, you gotta really, like, practice those dances. And that's another thing with my generation. Well, speaking of my generation, I fall between Gen Z and millennials. So, like, anybody between the years of 1997 to 99, like, we ain't Gen Z, but we ain't millennials. You know what I'm saying? We should be our own generation. Like, we're just, like, the middle generation. Like, we're, like, the middle child, bro. Like, no one cares about us, and we don't really care about, you know, Gen Z and millennial arguments. But what was I saying? Oh, so the dances back then were a lot more technical. Like, you had to actually, like, learn those dances compared to now. Like, all these TikTok dances, they're really not that hard. And except for the woo-walk, I guess the woo-walk is kind of hard. Because, like, you gotta, like, really have some coordination with your leg. And you gotta be, like, stiff, but you gotta be, like, loose at the same time so you can get sturdy, right? But, you know, like, with Crank That Soulja Boy, like, that's a whole, like, dance move, you know what I'm saying? You gotta crank that, you gotta, you know, do the crisscross, you gotta do a Superman, you know what I'm saying? And then with the jerk, you gotta, like, move your legs back and forth, but you gotta, like, it's like doing the Running Man, but without your hands. But, like, you're walking backwards, but you can't walk backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like, that was a hard dance. And then, like, we had, I mean, the Cat Daddy was pretty easy. Cat Daddy was pretty easy, right? Yeah, the Cat Daddy was kind of easy. But, you, like, the thing with the Cat Daddy, you had to do it on beat. Like, you had to really do it on beat to make it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do it on beat to make it a good dance, basically what I'm saying, right? Well, I forgot about the Dougie. The Dougie was a hard dance. I ain't gonna lie. Dougie's a hard dance, bro. Because you really got to have the rhythm. And you got to, like, move. You got to be, like, loose. You got to move your arms side to side. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be on beat with it. It's a hard dance to an extent. Like, if you don't have rhythm, you're not going to really, like, hit it like that. But, like, bro, the Dougie. Like, bro, we used to have Dougie dance battles back in the day. We used to have jerking dance battles back in the day. Bro, people will go crazy with those dance moves, bro. Like, they, bro, the Dougie, like, people were doing, like, over the head Dougies, you know. They would, like, hit the floor and do the Dougie, you know what I'm saying? Like, they would do some, like, crazy stuff with their hands, and, like, and then the jerk, you know, you got the pin drop. People would be, like, pin dropping, like, five times or something like that. And then you had to get light dance. Like, that was more like a New York thing. Like, I remember when it first came out, like, the get light dance. To this day, I still can't do the get light dance. I'm not from New York, so I really don't care, right? But, like, some people try to do it back in middle school, back in high school. Nah, bro. Once I got to college and saw New Yorkers do it, I was like, yeah, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't do that dance, bro. Leave that to the New Yorkers, bro. Leave that to them, because they got that. We ain't got that, bro. We ain't got that in mass. And then, like, I feel like, over time, dancing kind of got easier. These dances got easier. Like, the nene. Like, the nene was easy. The, what was after the nene? The whip, I believe, was easy. Drop was easy. Hit the folks was easy. Well, hit the folks was easy. Like, people made it look hard, but it was really easy. The Millie Rock is like a fairly medium dance. It's not hard in Millie Rock. It's like things with Millie Rock, you also gotta stay like in rhythm. Like, you gotta do it with the song. Like, you can't Millie Rock to any song. You can, but you can't at the same time. Like, it gotta be like, you know, you gotta do the Millie, you know what I'm saying? And then you can't just keep doing the Millie Rock. You gotta like do some extra shit with it. And that's what made the Millie Rock like so fire. And you know, the song got Millie Rock on any block. That song was so fire. And you know, people were remixing on that. And then after that, it was pretty much, well, then you started doing the Whip and the Nae Nae, right? What happened after that? What was the dance move after that? I can't even tell. Now, like, kids are doing the Whoa. I mean, I like the Whoa. I like, what else was there? What else was there? Shit. What else is there? I feel like I'm forgetting something. What was that dance with the Young Thug song and the Jack Boy song? Out West. That TikTok dance was easy. The Tootsie Slide is easy. But bringing it all back. Geez, I cannot talk today, y'all. I'm sorry. Rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You know, do me a favor, right? What was I saying? So the Tootsies. Oh my God, I cannot talk, bro. I cannot talk today. This is wild. But what was I saying? With Out West, Young Thug, that dance was easy. Like, bringing it all back, this era of TikTok with like TikTok dances and Gen Z, like, their dances are a lot more easier. Whereas like back then, like, I still remember like looking up videos of like people doing these dances, like the jerk and the Dougie and all that stuff, and like trying to learn how to do that and everything. And you know, like, you know, shout out to Abdul. You know, Abdul used to, you know, dance a lot at the Boys and Girls Club. Mara used to dance a lot at the Boys and Girls Club. Like, you know, they were killing it. You know, there are a lot of other dancers at the Boys and Girls Club. They were all always killing those dances, bro. Like, bro. Yo, like, maybe y'all used to go hard on those dances, bro. Like, those dances were like crazy, bro. Those dances were crazy, man. But yeah, man, like, all I'm saying is, like, just seeing this trend now of jerking, like, whoa, pause. Seeing Gen Z trying to do the jerk, man, it just made me realize, like, damn, we're really getting old, man. Like, at some point, like, that's crazy. Like, when you think about it, not, bro, Crank That Soulja Boy came out in 2007, around there. Bro, that's, like, 14 years ago, man, like, that's crazy. That's came out 13 years ago. That's wild. Like, 13 years ago, I was in fourth grade 13 years ago, just watching Crank That Soulja Boy, the music video on YouTube, and like doing the dances at like all these parties and stuff. And now we're here just watching all these kids just trying to do those dances that we used to do. We're getting up there, man. But, like, we got to enjoy it. Because I ain't going to lie, the trend is funny as hell. But speaking of music, moving on. So, apparently, Kodak Black is better than Kendrick Lamar. According to Lil Duval, right? He tweeted that Kodak is lyrically better than Kendrick Lamar. So, I don't know what Lil Duval is smoking. He's a funny, let me talk about Lil Duval real quick. He's a funny guy, funny comedian and everything. But this is probably one of the worst tweets I saw this year, man. Because how the hell is Kodak Black? I love Kodak Black. Let me start off by saying I love Kodak Black. I love his music. You know, the Z look Jamaican, super Glemmons. You could be superstars and all that stuff. You know, what's his famous song? You know his famous song, man. I love all of that, right? But to say he's lyrically better than Kendrick Lamar, the man that made Section 80, the man that made probably one of the greatest hip-hop albums, like, actually, okay, let me say this. Top 20 greatest hip-hop albums of all time in Good Kid, Mad City, arguably the greatest album arguably the greatest hip-hop album of all time, and To Pimp a Butterfly. Literally, I have that vinyl sitting in my room right now. And then one of the best projects in the past 10 years, the only rap album to win a Pulitzer Award, and Damn, and Kodak Black. Look, if you said like Kanye, if you said like Jay-Z, or like you said like J. Cole or something, Joey Badass, because Joey Badass is super underrated nowadays. If you said one of those guys, I'd have been like, yeah, that's a debate. You said Kodak Black. In what universe is Kodak Black lyrically better than Kendrick Lamar? You must be on some drugs, bro. Like, you really sat there, tweeted that, and you were like, yeah, I so heartedly believe that. No, you don't, bro. No, you don't. Anybody that listens to Kendrick Lamar knows, like, Kendrick Lamar, literally, I remember last year, I wrote on my Instagram story, I wrote this question: does Kendrick Lamar have a debate of being one of like the greatest hip hop artists of all time? I mean, a good amount of people said yes. Most people said no, because like he hasn't dropped a lot of music lately. But just having that conversation just shows, like, bro, a lot of people consider Kendrick, like, Kendrick is probably the best artist in the past, what, decade? Well, other than Drake, I mean, I guess, right? But lyrically, Kendrick is way better than Drake. Almost, I'd say J. Cole is like close to Kendrick, but I'd probably take Kendrick when it comes to lyrics. And after that, no one else touches Kendrick, really. In the past 10 years, no one really touches Kendrick with lyrics, the albums. Like, what do you like? Come on, bro. Like, this is a bad tweet, bro. It's just one of those things where, come on, little Duval. You know better. Everybody knows better. You really gonna disrespect Kendrick? I really can't wait until Kendrick drops an album. I don't think he's gonna drop an album anytime. I mean, we only got like three weeks left of 2020. I mean, 2021. Jesus, it's not 2020. Well, if anything, it's 2020 part two, right? But when he drops an album in 2022, man, bro, he's gonna remind you who the fuck he is. He's gonna remind everybody in the world who the fuck he is, because for about 4 or 5 years now, y'all been talking about Drake and how some people, I remember some people saying Drake is better than Kendrick, Drake is the greatest, blah, blah, blah. Kendrick is gonna come back and let y'all know who the fuck y'all talking to. 'Cause this man really be spitting, bro. And to disrespect him by saying Kodak Black, again, I love Kodak, man, but no, Kodak is not on the same level. Like, he's not in the same sentence as Kendrick Lamar. Kodak is in his other lane, right? Like, Kodak, to me, Kodak is with like the Playboi Cartis, the Futures, the little Uzis, and all of them, right? They're in their own lane. Kendrick is just, he's literally like top 20 greatest hip hop artists, and he hasn't even released that much music compared to probably the top 20 on that list. And you gonna say Kodak, man? But moving on, bruh. But speaking of like great artists and doing what they do, so the Larry Hoover concert was on Thursday or Friday? I think it was Friday, right? Friday was the 9th. So yeah, Friday. And it was a Kanye's concert featuring Drake. And yeah, nah, it was definitely featuring Drake, because I watched the concert yesterday. And Drake just played pretty much, he just played his last previous album, which to me was good, but it wasn't like the way people overhyped it. People were overhyping the album. Like, the album wasn't that good. Like, it was okay. Like, there's a few good songs on there, but like, some people were like, bro, there's no skips on that album. That album's great. Nah, bro, there's skips on that album. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah, he just played CLB. And when I hear a concert of Drake and Kanye, right? And it's a Larry Hoover concert, and they're the only two performing, right? I'm expecting Drake to, play his greatest hits, Find Your Love, Miss Me, Lord Knows, Cameras, Doing It Wrong, Worst Behavior, Hold On, We're Going Home, Know Yourself, stuff like that. I'm thinking he's playing all of his greatest music, because we really want to get Larry Hoover free. How is Larry Hoover gonna get free when you speaking about say that you a lesbian girl, me too. Cause what the fuck, Drake? Why? Like, bro, play your fucking what do you say in Miss Me? Like, oh, looking at me like I look like I hit the lotto twice. Like, play that shit, man. Play that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I know all the lyrics to Miss Me, bro. Like, Miss Me was my song when that song dropped, bro. I know all the lyrics to that song. Well, without me stumbling like I am right now, right? But yeah, Drake, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if it was Kanye that told him, hey, man, you know, this is my concert. Because, like, Kanye would do this. He would tell Drake, like, yo, this is my concert. This is just featuring you. So, like, you play, like, your music and you do a cover to, he did a cover to 24 off of Jesus is King. And he killed that. He did kill that. I'm not going to lie. And he it's not like he performed bad. But Kanye definitely told him to just play Certified Lover Boy. And then Kanye was like, bro, this is my fucking concert. And you're going to sit here and watch me do my greatest hits. And I'm going to do a cover to Find Your Love. And Kanye killed that cover. That man could sing, bro. Kanye is an underrated singer. Not the best singer. But, like, when he does it, when he tries to sing, it's not bad. Shit, it's better than most of us. I ain't going to lie. But, yeah, like I said, Kanye was playing all of his greatest hits, man. I really wish I was at that concert, like, in person, man. He was playing, Love Lockdown. I think he played, what did he play? I'm trying to remember what he played. Bro, just know he played all his greatest hits. Like, it's been a long day, bro. Oh, he played Runaway. That's what I wanted to talk about. Cause in Runaway, he was at the end of Runaway, which is a song about Amber Rose, which I just found out. It's a song about Amber Rose. He was saying at the end how he wanted Kim back. And I was like, Kanye, I'm sorry, bro, but you're not getting Kim back. You're just not. I hate to break it to him. He's just not getting Kim back. It just don't work like that no more, Kanye. Maybe back in like 06 when you dropped, no, like 08 when you dropped 808s and Heartbreaks. Nah, it doesn't work like that with this girl, Kim. It's not going to work, bro. And, you know, I felt really bad for him because, like, he really did kill the Runaway, the song. And just to do that at the end. And then the next day she files, like, for a divorce. She just files for divorce that next day. Damn, that really hurt me. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, shit, like, Kim does not care about you, man. She does not care about you. She's on to Pete Davidson, my bro. And you just got to move on. You got to move on, bro. But, like, overall, the concert was good. I just wish Drake, you know, did more for his part. But, yeah, I believe the concert went well. Hopefully, Larry Hoover gets free off of this, you know, benefit concert. Because this was sponsored by Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and was Bill Gates sponsoring it? It was, like, somebody else that was rich, too. Somebody, like, very rich was sponsoring it. But damn, this feels like an all music podcast today, because my last topic today is about Travis Scott, his first interview since Astrofest with Charlamagne, and I wanted to, like, speak on that real quick. From what I saw in the interview, I think the interview dropped on Wednesday or Thursday around there, and they were just discussing about, like, how he's been since the Astroworld and, like, what happened. Like, he was basically, like, telling his part on the situation. Hold on, let me get some water real quick. Jesus is Lord, my mouth is dry. Oh my God, that felt better. So yeah, he was just talking about how, like, what happened on his part. You know, he didn't go, like, too much into details, cause, you know, pending lawsuits and everything. But after the interview, apparently, like, the families, like, are not messing with Travis Scott. They're, like, they're denying that he should be, like, he tried to pay for their funerals, for the, like, the victims' funerals, and the families just weren't having it. Personally, I probably would have just took the money and, you know, pay for the funeral and everything, but, you know, it's their decision. Like, I can't You know what I'm saying? I can't really blame him. You know, it's a lot, and they really are blaming him. They said, I think one of the lawyers from the family said that, like, they're not, like, messing with him. Like, they do not believe his story and everything. Like, they feel like he's fully responsible for what happened. And like I said in that Astroworld podcast, personally, I don't see why, like, you know, like, one of the youngest kids died that was, like, 8 years old, eight or nine. I think two kids died that were, like, 8 or 9, right? One was 8, I think one was 9. And in my opinion, it's, like, why bring your kids to that environment? And I feel like that's also a lesson for parents, because I can't say it's a lesson for, like, other, for, like, people 25 and under, or actually, shit, even 30 and under, right? Because, like, if you listen to Travis Scott, you listen to Playboi Carti, you listen to Lil Uzi, right? You know what their concert's gonna be, right? And if I had a child, I wouldn't bring my child to that environment. Because, again, you know what you're signing up for. You know, like, the whole crowd is gonna be raging, the whole crowd is gonna be doing this, they're doing drugs, they're drinking, they're, you know, partying, smoking, all that stuff, right? And to bring an 8 or 9 year old in that environment, like, I don't want to, like, blame y'all, but, like, there has to be a sense of accountability towards the parents that brought, or the whoever brought him or her to that event. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't blame Travis Scott for that. Like, that is kind of your mistake. Because, like, let's be honest. Travis Scott, ever since he came out, he's been promoting raging. Playboi Carti, since he came out, Lil Uzi, all three of those people have promoted raging at their concerts. You've seen their concerts, bro. And I feel like that's a little bit, it's a little bit, like, ignorant on the adult's part for bringing a child into that environment. And I'm not saying you gotta expect your child to not pass, but I'm saying, like, you gotta know what you're signing up for. Like, you know what happens at these concerts, bro. Should there be accountability on Travis' part? Yes, of course. Like, you know, he should definitely, you know, try to stop shows if something's going on right in front of him. But again, there's 50,000 people. It's dark. There's lights all over him. There's music. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much stuff. If anything, I feel like the blame should go towards Live Nation the most, because they're the ones with the security. They're the ones with the staff. You know, the technical producers, all that stuff. They got all that stuff. And to blame it fully on Travis, I feel like he's a scapegoat in this, because he's, like, the front runner. Him, Playboi, and Lil Uzi are the front runners of raging. And I just recently found out that he's not going to be performing at Coachella. And I'm pretty sure it's because of the situation. So, I don't know. I'm hoping the family finds peace. But, like, again, to completely blame Travis Scott for this situation, I feel like it's very unfair to him, because, again, going to this concert, going into that atmosphere, you're knowing what you signed up for. You know what type of people are going to be there. And Honestly, at a Travis Scott concert, you shouldn't be under 17 going to those type of concerts. Yeah, like, under 17, I feel like that's valid, because, like, bro, like, being 15 and being at that concert, bro, that's a dangerous time for you. Like, yeah, the music's lit, it's fun, all that stuff. I've never even been to a Travis Scott concert, Playboi, or Lil Uzi. I have friends that have been there. They tell you, bro, like, you know, you can get very dehydrated, you know, like, it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of this, it's a lot of that, and if you are fucked up, bro, it's gonna be a long night for you, my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, like, I really hope the families find peace, but, like, again, in this situation, Travis Scott should not be fully blamed. That's where I'm gonna leave that at for the most part. Yeah, this is the end of all my topics. We went, wow, almost 50 minutes here. I like that. But again, that's the episode of Small Talk. That's episode 20. Make sure to follow me on social media. Small Talk Fry, both on IG and Twitter. I have Small Talk I have a Small Talk Instagram page, which I'm also going to start using more in 2022. So look out for that. Definitely follow that page. Again, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that stuff. Yeah, have a great week. Drink your water, man. You know, go exercise every day. And yeah, this is episode 20, bro. I'm signing out for a Small Talk. Peace.